Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey, Wuppy. It's the Wuppy WWW show, live exclusively on rogueserver.com/Wuppy at 7:10 and 35 seconds post-meridian Eastern. Welcome to the show. That's right, we have three W's in the title. Depending on how everything goes, it could be a nice long show. Could be, you know how it goes. I'm Wuppy. Seems like I'm flying solo tonight in the Rogue Server File Jockey Studio. Let's get the phone ringing. How about that? So disorganized. There's all these fucking windows open everywhere. Phone's ringing forever. This. Wow. How many times am I gonna let the phone ring before I? Welcome to the show. Hello?
Burger King and Orchard, how can we help you?
Is it Wednesday?
What was that?
Is it Wednesday yet?
Yes.
And are you guys still doing it with the new one, the new sandwich?
What do you mean?
You guys have, I heard about you're revamping the sandwich or something.
So I know we're just making the Whopper Wednesday a permanent thing, I believe. The only revamp we've really done is we've changed the way it's wrapped and packaged.
Is it like wrapped up in paper now, do you mean?
So it's like a half wrap and then put into a clamshell box
instead
of just a regular wrapper.
And is that new chicken fry or Star Wars coming out yet, or...
So we have the boxes and stuff for it, but the actual product, so like the burger, chicken fries, and the tots, do not come out until the 2nd.
Okay. Do you have any ideas? Like, I don't have anything.
You're good.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. Oh wait, are you staying safe over there?
What was that?
Is everything okay? I took the virtual tour and I like noticed in the back they're counting like a lot of money.
I'm not sure.
There's like thousands and thousands of dollars in 20s. Like just like in the manager's office, they're counting it. They're counting it out on the virtual tour. I'm not sure if I should have seen that or not.
I don't believe so. I don't think it was this location though.
There's like a stack of $20 bills about like 2 inches thick. And they're just counting it out.
Okay.
Am I supposed to be seeing stuff like that then?
Technically not, no.
I feel like I've gotten an inside scoop now. And I'm just not sure, like, how I'm going to, like, deal with that.
No. No, you're all good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else we can help you with?
You're doing a good job. You got a tough job over there, and I appreciate you.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. This is quiet. Are my ears blown out or something? I don't know. I didn't mute myself on my regular microphone.
Burger King in Overland, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm like a friend of the family. Am I able to like use that to my advantage down there at Burger King?
So you said you're a friend of the family? What do you mean by that?
Like, my name's Gino. I know the manager's dad, I think. Or like the or Jim's dad.
What's the GM's name?
I thought it was Jim. But I know their
Unfortunately,
dad.
Unfortunately, no.
Their dad's... I think it's Jim. Jim's the dad.
Okay. I think you might have the wrong store, or it's a new GM.
Oh. Well, what the heck? What the heck, man? What's going on?
I'm sorry about that.
Because usually, what I usually do is I say I'm a friend of the family, and then they end up like giving me like free sandwiches and stuff.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what store did that, but I know nothing of that, unfortunately.
Is that normal though, you think?
Not that I've experienced in like 3 years of being with the company.
I guess I've never actually like bought Burger King before. I've always just said I'm friends of the family down there, and then everyone's just like kind of stunned, and then I get free chips and sandwiches and like French fries and stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely not what we're supposed to do.
I don't. It seems a little, you know, it's kind of thrown a wrench in my worldview now.
I apologize.
Hey man, you're following the rule book. You got all the rule books. And you probably have like the warnings.
Yeah.
You got all the warnings telling children not to play with the fryers and everything back there. And you guys have been keeping it good. And I appreciate the new revamped Whopper sandwich.
Yeah, I think it's pretty great myself.
Yeah, it's got like that new like a new creamier mayonnaise.
I'm sorry?
It's got that new creamier
Yeah, it's a different mayo.
Yeah.
It's like
free
whipped.
Onion ring. Yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate the compliments on our job here.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Oh, no, thank you. You've done it good enough for me now today. For it to be. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks for calling.
Peace. I didn't have the loop track button on. Welcome to the show. We're live. It was suggested I do this at a family operation.
Bradford, what can I help for you?
Hello, my name is Gino.
Hi, Gino.
Hi, I'm a friend of the family.
Sorry?
I'm a friend of the family.
Yes?
Can I have a free food, please?
Oh, I don't know. I cannot say anything. The owner is not here.
Oh. My name is Gino. I'm a friend of the family.
No, I'm the stop. I cannot say anything with you. Sorry.
I have a crow. Do you want to see the crow? Is this the number I just called?
I need a free food for you. With you.
Hello?
I mean, he needs free food.
I am a friend of the family, though.
He said, can I have go? Or something like that. You keep them free? You keep them free? You know. Uh-huh.
Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello? This is Gino. I love you. Bye. I don't know what's going on. They called me back. But then they didn't say anything or do anything. Very odd. Very peculiar. Very peculiar. Is this in a hospital? No. Why did I think that? Hello? Hello?
You've reached Huckleberry Cafe. Sorry, we're not able to take the call right now. If you want to leave a name and a number, we'll be happy to get back with you right away. Thank you and have a good day.
Nothing has been recorded. Record your message after the tone. Simply hang up when done. Or for delivery options, press the pound sign.
There, they got some unsettling music. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. My name's Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. Live in the studio, I have Carthor and Rosin.
Is this the Wappy show?
Yeah.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, Carthor.
Rosin, you sound better today.
Hell yeah, I sound better. Fuck yeah.
What are you doing different?
I don't know.
It's very peculiar.
You going next?
Yeah, I gotta do Gino. It's too much manual adjustment in this show. I need it automatic. But I don't know how to do that.
Do you use a mixer?
I use a virtual mixer. I gotta touch everything with the mouse.
Oh.
Well, they're obviously not forever going to pick up. Live. No, I'm making mouth noises, I'm sorry. Welcome to the phone ringing. It's very, very, very exciting. And they don't even pick up.
Number 20837.
No numbers.
The ringing phone show.
The ringing phone show.
Yes.
What do the three W's even mean? We don't know. Maybe we'll never know.
World Wide Web.
I don't... It sounds like some W's, but I'm not sure that's sort of... Can I make this shot live?
Yes.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm a friend of the family. My name is Gino.
Your name is who?
Gino.
Gino?
Yeah.
Were you calling to speak to someone here, or...?
I was trying to figure out what sort of leverage I have on, complimentary service. On the house, so to speak. Perhaps Sprite or 7-Up. Or Coca-Cola.
Complimentary service? What do you mean? I'm sorry.
As a friend of the family down there, as Gino.
Like, he works back here?
No, my name's Gino. Does Gino work there, though?
No,
I'm like
give me 1 second.
I'm like a friend of the family down there.
I'm so sorry, but the owner's not here, so I can't really give you a for sure answer.
Can I come down there? And then maybe we can see.
Maybe. I'm not for sure when she'll be here or the owner, so it's kind of hard for me to say. Or
yeah. Can I give you some compliments?
Give me compliments?
Yeah.
Four?
Doing a good job.
Oh, thank you.
For Gino, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I love
you.
Well,
you have a good one.
I love you.
All right. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Gino.
Gino.
Can't make veiled threats on the air. Oh, they were talking about Gino a whole bunch.
You should have said Gino Parmesan, like Parmesan, but like how you say it, like Parmigiano.
Parmesan. Rosin, do you want a turn?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the way you said, hey,
Gino Parmesan.
Are they going to pick up?
Thank you for calling Chase. This is Lily. How can I help you?
Hi, sweet chicks. How you doing today?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Can you turn the music down in the background? I need to speak to somebody. Are you able to speak to me?
Sorry, 1 second. I can't hear you. What are you saying?
Yeah, can you tell them to turn the music down? I'm trying to sleep here.
What?
It's too dang loud. Can you turn the music down? I'm trying to sleep here.
Okay.
Yeah, turn that shit down, please.
Okay.
You got that? Yeah? Okay. Alright.
Okay.
You have a good day, sweet cheeks.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye, mommy.
Uh-oh.
What place did you call? It sounds like a bar.
Oh, it's apparently an Asian fusion restaurant.
Asian fusion restaurant?
Yeah.
She sounded Asian, so okay. Okay, yeah, no wonder.
I like your idea.
Yeah, turn this shit down.
Thanks for calling Alchemist Coffee. Press 1 for Alchemist off Overland Road. Press 2 for Alchemist off 27th Street.
Cool.
Press 3 for Alchemist.
You just call all the alchemists.
They have one line that's connected to it.
Alchemist in Overland, how can I help you?
Can you guys turn it down with the hustle and bustle down there? I'm trying to sleep.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Anybody there?
Hi. Hello? Hello?
Sorry, somebody there. I can't hear you. Try calling back.
Hello? I guess her phone's busted. I amped myself up ridiculously loud. Ah! Okay, I'm still good there. I guess their phone system's busted or something.
Give me one. What is it?
Oh, you want a vape store?
Hi, Dragon Beard.
I don't know if a vape store works. What is Gino? How does Gino get free shit at a vape store?
I think he could.
They give out the 7HO products.
And
they
I think
want you to buy it.
You're focusing too much on getting free stuff as Gino. That's just who he is. That's just part of his person. You have to. You just have to take that into consideration when you're Gino. Is it the vape store?
Oh no, this is a deli. If they pick up. Gotta let it ring a million.
Hugo's Deli on Overland and 5 Mile.
You gotta let it ring a million times or else it gets mad at you when you make too many calls. This is the 3 minutes. Kind of random mad.
Half the time that VoIPs are ringing, it's fake and it's not real.
Oh yeah, but
they probably get. They probably get mad if you terminate when it's actually trying to connect too many times.
Thank you for calling Good Food NYC. This is
Tracy. Hey, Tracy. How you doing? This is Gino. I'm friends of the family. You might know me. I'm in there all the time. I get free shit, like, pretty much every time I'm in there. Hey, listen. I was there about 11 days ago, and I cut my finger really, really, really bad. Like, it wouldn't stop bleeding for, like, 3 days. And then, like, for the next 4 days, it, like, turned different colors. And now it hurts, like, if I bend it, like, at all.
Okay. Would you like to speak to a manager?
Oh, no. I was just wondering, do you have any specials today?
We do not.
No, you don't have any specials at all?
No.
You don't do specials? Or what do?
We don't have any house specials.
Why not?
We don't. Would you like to speak to a manager?
About what? About the house specials?
The house specials?
If you don't have house specials, why would I speak to the manager about it? How do you not have...
We do have the house smoked prime rib.
Okay, see, now we're getting somewhere. So if I wouldn't have asked that, I couldn't have got the prime rib at all, huh? So it's like a secret menu.
It's on our menu, sir.
Okay. But it's the house special.
I don't think so, no.
What's the matter with you? Are you high on drugs or something?
I am not. Would you like to speak to a manager?
About what?
I can have you talk to a server if you'd like more information.
Put a server on. I don't want to talk to a manager. Put a server on.
Okay, here you go. Hi, sir. I heard you were inquiring about our house choices.
Well, no, she left out the other part because I was there about 11 days ago and I cut my finger really, really, really bad and it was bleeding for like 4 days and then it turned different colors, like blue and stuff. And now it hurts like all the time, especially if I bend it. It's like throbbing. And then I was asking about the house. And then I was asking about the house specials then. Do you have them?
I'm so sorry. You keep cutting out. Can you repeat what you just said?
Oh, I cut my finger 11 days ago, and it wouldn't stop bleeding. It was like bleeding, 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 and I had to keep changing the Band-Aid. And then it turned different colors, like all around the edges. It's like purples and blues and stuff. And then now it hurts, and there's like pus. And it hurts, hurts. And then I was wondering if you had any specials.
We don't have any specials that aren't on our menu, but we do have house choices.
Okay. Like a house choice. Like you get like a house guest thing?
Yes.
Like you got to pick like the old lineup or the new one, I guess.
So we have our house smoked prime rib,
uh-huh.
our Delmonico prime rib, and then we have our new flat iron steak and a salmon fillet. Is that what wondering about?
No, let me ask you this, because how come she told me there were no specials at all, and she acted like I was crazy for asking about them? And it turns out not only do you have a special, you have three specials.
We don't have it. We just don't have any specials that aren't on our menu.
So that's what I told her. I said, those are your fucking secret things. And she said, no, they're on the menu. So what's the matter with her? Is she on drugs?
No.
Is she like 12 years old or something? Or what's going on?
No.
Okay, well, she's not on drugs and she's not 12 years old. She needs to get her shit together. Tell her to get her shit together. If she's not on drugs and she's not 12 years old, tell her to get her shit together.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. You need to be respectful.
Well, no, I said if she's 12, just let it go, because that's just a little kid. I mean, why are they even working there, you know? They should be at home. But that would explain why she's so stupid. I'm just saying that would explain why she's so fucking stupid if she's 12 years old. That's all.
Do you have any other questions?
Well, why doesn't she know her goddamn specials? She didn't know about the brisket or any of the smokehouse or the flat iron steak.
What's wrong with her?
The finger injury was a misdirect.
Ice cream store. They called the ice cream store already, and they didn't pick up.
Please leave your message for 20.
No. The phones dial so slow.
Hello, and thank you for calling Chuck-O-Rama. For information on hours, menus, and prices, please visit our website at www.chuck-O-Rama.
Uh-oh. Where's my...
Chuck-O-Rama, how may I help you?
Hi, Chuck. This is Gino. I'm a friend of the family.
This is Chuck-O-Rama.
Chuck?
Arama. This is a restaurant.
Hi, Chuck. My name's Gino. I'm a friend of the family down there. I get a lot of free stuff. Pissed. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/wappy. It's the wappy www. Live on exclusively rogueserver.com/wappy.
Thank you for calling Costa Vida, located at 1666 South Entertainment Avenue in Boise. Invalid input. Please try again. Invalid input. Please try again. No valid input detected. Disconnecting.
7:44 and 55 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. And you're listening live.
Hello, La Garnacha.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Gino.
I'm sorry?
This is Gino. I'm a friend of the family.
Were you looking for someone? You're calling to La Garnacha?
I get for the food down there.
You get what, sorry?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Oh, I get the food, like free food. And I'm a friend of the family.
Oh, and you said you're Chino?
Yeah.
Gabby's not here right now. Give me just one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know what's happening.
Gino, baby!
She's getting somebody.
Thank you. I'm sorry, but Gabby is not here right now.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you can call late in the morning or
no,
tomorrow.
No, I want to speak to you now.
Okay.
I found...
How can I help you?
I had an issue.
Okay.
Whenever I was... First, you guys don't have any Wednesdays deals?
No.
And a second, there's like in the food and stuff.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
You have the chips?
We have tortilla chips, yeah.
Unfortunately, I was eating them and there were bones in them.
Bones?
Yeah.
Okay. When was that?
About 11 days ago.
Okay. You want to put a complaint? Maybe I can take your message and let the owner know when she comes back
here
tomorrow.
Is it because I get free stuff all the time and you decided to, like you know, try to play a joke on me? Like, it was a funny joke.
No. Why would we do that?
I don't know.
No.
Well, it's funny, but it broke the tooth, and now, like, I'm not sure if I, like, for the dentist, if I put you guys down for, like, the insurance.
I don't know what to tell you. You need to speak to the owner about this. So if you could call tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Or come over here, yeah, and talk to her tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
When is tomorrow?
I cannot help you.
When is tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Like, when is tomorrow, though?
When?
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning? What day is it today? Like Wednesday? So Thursday?
Tomorrow next year, you mean?
I'm sorry?
Tomorrow next year?
Okay, I have to hang up now. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm Gino. Like, saying Gino's fun, but I don't know where to go from there. Alright, this is right next door. It's a cafe.
I just kind of thought it was the idea that you being a friend of the family gave you unlimited access was good.
Cafe, cafe, cafe.
The Grapefruit Cafe, this is Pink. How can I help you?
Hello, Pink?
Hello?
Hi, I'm a friend of the family down there. My name's Gino.
Okay.
Like, what's the limit of the access I can get down there? I thought I had unlimited access, but now... Like, there's been people yelling at me saying, no, I don't, and, you know, things like that.
You're a friend of the family?
Yeah, my name's Gino. I was wondering what sort of access
I've never heard of you.
Oh, are you friends with the family down there?
Can you tell me who the family is down there?
I unfortunately can't. But they know me and I know them.
Right, if you can't tell me who owns the place, then you're not a friend of the family.
Well, if you can't tell me who owns the place, then you don't work there, I think. Like, is that how that works? Like, I know, but if you don't know, that's kind of suspicious.
No, I know who my boss is, thank you
very much. I know who your boss is, too.
My partner, I should say, because I am a partner in the business.
Yeah, I know them. I know them very well.
Okay, so then who's the boss?
You should know that if you work down there.
Tell me what their first name is.
You should know that. I shouldn't have to tell you this. You should be telling
me this. Okay, well, until you can, I'm going to have to
confirm that
you do not have open access. You already gave me your first name, and I've never heard of you.
What's my first name, then, if you have never heard of me before?
You told me that your first name is Gino.
Okay, well, you should know that my first name's Gino. And second of all, you should know that I'm friends of the family down there.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know, I,
well, if you are
I know
friends
the receptionist's
with the family, you can
dad.
Call the boss personally.
I know the receptionist's father.
You can call
basically. And, you know?
Okay, stop interrupting me or I'm just going to hang up. If you are friends with the family, you may call the boss personally and you can have him inform us that you apparently have special privileges. However, you're being incredibly rude. And I, as a manager and partner, am telling you that if you come in right now, you have no access.
But my name's, I'm Gino. I'm friends of the family, though. You can't deny me access.
I don't
like
care.
This. You
if
can't
you're
deny me
with
access.
You're friends of the family, call the boss. And you can have him inform us of your quote-unquote special privileges.
I have special privileges. I'm Gino. I'm Gino. I have... Oh, shoot. Where's my,
What happened? Can I do the next call?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What's...
Oh, I'm making horrible mouth noises. I'm sorry. But that's the experience you get live on the air on the Wuppy Show on Wuppy WWW.
Who calls me, Plotmaster? Quit singing in the audience.
I'm really funny, Wuppy. Thanks, man. That was great. See, okay,
Yeah.
Oh, I know where to take it next.
Okay.
Oh, but this is all yours if they pick up. Come on. Pick up.
Come on, pick up, damn it. I'm trying to do a call.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Am I right, Cloud Master? fuck you or anyone. It's not. Alright, next. Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, I was muted. I said a whole bunch of words.
Oh.
I said, welcome to the show. I said, live on rogueserver.com/whoopee. I said, you're listening live at 7:55 and 44 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Exclusively live on rogueserver.com.
Thank you for calling Legends in Boise. How may I help you?
Hi, how's the bathroom action going on over there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Hello? How's the bathroom action over there?
Hello?
Hi, how's the bathroom action over there? Can you check the bathroom and see if the guys are there? Okay. Hello? Did she just hang up on me?
I think so. We're still connected.
Hello? Hello, ma'am?
Alright, now we're gone.
Oh, fucking bitch.
You got a little bit quiet, but I'm also not sure if that's me or not. Adjust at your own risk.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. The last time I did that, everyone fucking muted.
Everyone got mad. Oh, Brazilian grill. You know Portuguese?
Brazilian grill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know those people. Oh, dirty motherfuckers.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Hello, it's Tijuana the Boys. How can I help you?
Hi, is this the pub and grill? Hello?
Sorry?
How's the bathroom Hello? Action over there? How's the bathroom action over there?
Your What's call bath- is cutting out a lot, unfortunately.
How's the bathroom action over there, ma'am? How about now? Can
bathroom?
You hear me? Yeah, how's the bathroom action? You know the fucking way.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of my phone and your phone. Everything's
Damn.
In the distance.
It's kind of shame.
Yeah. Sucks.
Where's Tiff when you need her?
I don't know where she's at. Do you want to try again?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Alright. It's so... Oh, you're clicking.
The control. Control. What is this?
Oh, it's the, Blackbeard Diner Boise.
Boise.
Entertainment app.
Blackbeard
Entertainment, I help you.
Hi, how are you doing today, man? Can I do an order?
Absolutely. For it to go, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to pick this up. Yeah, I'll pick it up.
All right, what can I get for you?
Do you have any flapjacks over there?
We do have pancakes, yes.
What kind of pancakes do y'all got?
We have regular blueberry and chocolate chip.
Where are you guys located over in where are you guys located at?
We are on Entertainment Street. It is over by the movie theater off of Cole Road.
Okay. Right there. Okay, I'm just putting the GPS. I have a question though. What kind of sauce do you guys got
on there? On the pancakes?
Yeah.
We have regular and sugar-free syrup. Or we also have blueberry, kind of syrup, like topping. And we also have strawberry topping. That's what it's called.
Strawberry topping.
And blueberry.
Blueberry. Do you know about the mysterious noises? I keep hearing mysterious noises in the background. Do you know what's happening?
No. Oh, the... Well,
the hum? Do you know what the hum?
I do not. It happened when I picked up the phone.
Sometimes I'd be looking in the wrong place and I don't even know where it is. Yakima. Have you been to Yakima before?
I have not.
Me either. What kind of eggs do you guys have? Can I get eggs, please?
Absolutely. Did you want two pancakes or three pancakes?
Yeah, I'll just get a couple.
Okay, we'll just do the two pancakes. And you wanted to add eggs?
Yeah.
All right, how would you like those cooked?
With heat.
I'm sorry?
With heat?
Well, would you like a runny yolk, or would you like them fully cooked all the way, or would you like scrambled?
Yeah, I just want, can I get them with heat?
Yeah, we could do scrambled with cheese, perfect.
No, I said with heat. Are you able to do it with heat?
Give me 1 second, it's really hard to hear.
Okay, can you do with heat? Hello? Oh, ma'am, are you still there? I gotta ask you a very important question. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Hi there, sir. Yeah, I could hear you.
Oh. Okay, what's that important question you have?
No, it was a really important question. I was explaining to the lady the order I had.
Yeah.
Do you guys possibly have a TouchTunes box?
A what box?
A TouchTunes box.
A question box?
No, TouchTunes. You know the music machines?
Oh yeah, we do have a music box here.
Is it the touch machine? Is it the touch machine? What is it?
I think so, yeah.
Is it on right now?
It is on right now.
Okay. Well, can I get eggs with heat then?
You want eggs with what?
Eggs with heat.
Eggs with meat?
No, heat.
With heat?
Yes, sir.
You want eggs with heat?
Yeah. Can you make eggs with heat by any chance?
What are eggs with heat? Could you explain a little to me? I don't understand.
You know, like, you put the oil, you put the eggs on the thing, and you make it, and you cook it, you know? Why are you making it sound like I'm saying something bad? I'm trying to describe you what I'm trying to eat, sir.
You're not saying anything bad, boss. I just didn't understand you, that's all. Our phones are really crap.
Well, sucks
like, I'm on
phone.
I'm on one of the old phones. So we want a hot egg with bacon?
Yeah, I want eggs. Eggs with bacon, yes. And then, can I just do cheese on the side?
Oh, eggs with bacon.
No, I'm asking eggs with cheese.
Eggs with cheese?
I want the bacon on the side. Yeah, I'm feeding the I'm feeding the bacon to my dog. He's a Muslim. He's not Muslim, but I am.
That's fair. Yeah, okay. We could do that.
Why you okay. Can I also do the flapjacks?
You want what burger?
The flapjacks. You got flapjacks there? Skipper.
Flapjacks, we do have pancakes. Can I what type of egg prep do you want on that?
The egg? With heat. I keep telling you, sir, eggs with heat.
With cheese, yeah, but do you want them like sunny side
heat.
Or over easy?
With heat, yeah, I want eggs with heat. Sir, I want eggs with heat. You know,
so like poached?
Put it on the...
Or scrambled or over easy?
No, I want
or...
it with heat. With heat, sir. You don't get... You put it on the machine and you make it go. Oh, shit. Hang up the phone.
We didn't hang up. I'm just trying to... I'm trying to find the option for eggs with...
Hang up the phone. Yeah, hang up the phone. I'm distraught. Hang up the phone. Good boy. Hey, be a good boy and hang up. Why are we listening to this dead air?
The dead air. All right, now he's gone for the Rizzles. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to see if I can tap into the music box and just something random, but I couldn't find it on the map.
I like the insistence on cooking with heat.
Yeah, shout out to Madhouse Radio, Rip Carlito, Big Armano. Yeah, that's the eggs with heat, guys. Eggs with heat.
You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Whoppy. I'm your RogueServer file jockey, Whoppy. It's currently 8:07:47 post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, live on RogueServer.com. And what?
I'll see if I can reach you. I'll be right with you.
Hello? Hello? What? Ma'am? Ma'am? Hello? Where is she? Where'd she go? She said, I'll be right with you, and then here I am. Crickets, all these wires and cables. I don't know what her issue was. Live on RogueServer.com. It's Whoppy WWW. It's April 29th, 2026.
Chapala.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Gino. I'm a friend of the family.
Oh, no, man. Nobody here.
No, I'm...
Thank you.
leaning back in the chair. You can hear that noise live exclusively on RogueServer.com/Wuppy. JuniorAt.com, possibly.
Thank you for calling Vine. This is Amy. How can I help you?
Hi, Sammy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
My name's Gino. I'm a friend of the family.
Friend of what family?
The family down there. They like the owner or something. I was kind of wondering, like, what sort of permissions I have down there. Oh, they're not buying it. I want to try this one, and then someone else can go.
Thank you for calling Twin Peaks Boise, home of the 29-degree draft beer. For information about tonight's sporting event, press 1. For directions and hours of operation, press 2. To place a to-go order, press 3. To speak with a team member, press 4.
Yes, press 4.
Twin Peaks, this is Lauren. How may I help you?
Hi, Lauren. I'm Jacoby. I'm a friend of the family.
Okay.
What sort of permissions do I have down there?
Can you say again?
My name's Jacoby. I'm a friend of the family.
A friend of what family?
Like the family down there. Like, I think I know Jim or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. We can't answer any questions for you. If you just want to reach out directly to the family that you know.
I'm reaching out right now. I come in there. I get free food all the time. Is it because I'm not Gino?
No, I'm sorry, sir. I don't know.
No, if I said I was Gino, you'd be like, oh, you can't come in here or something. I don't know.
No, I'm sorry, sir. I don't know who you are. I'm not sure how to help you. But
Jacoby. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I can't help you.
Lauren? All right, someone else has to go. Wild One has not done a call at all. Neither has Carthor.
Wild One. Stop messing with Wild One. Please do one, Wild One. Please, I'm
all right, where are we calling today?
Jimmy John's.
Jim. Give me 1 minute.
1 minute? But it's happening now.
No, I'm fine. Just kidding. What?
Jimmy John's on Maple Grove in Overland.
Yeah, I was wondering, what type of sandwiches you guys got under the 5? What kind of deals you guys got there?
Deals or meals?
Both. The meal deal.
Oh, let's see. We have a $8.99 meal that only applies to the number 1 Pepe or the number 4 Turkey Tom.
Yeah, can I get like a 12 inch? Like a foot long?
Let me see. We cannot, unfortunately.
So this is, I wouldn't be able to do like a Subway thing?
No.
Why not?
Just because we don't have the same deals that Subway does.
I'm okay, forget about the deals. But can I still do like a 12 inch sandwich?
Yeah.
Like a foot long, as it were. I can do that.
Yeah, we can. Okay. Except they're not 12, they're 16.
Oh, 16 inches, right. Well, so yeah. if I come up there right now, and if you make it for me, if I measure it with the measuring tape, it will be 16 inches.
I'd hope so.
Well, all right, let's go make it happen then. I just want to make sure, I just want to see where your head is, and my head is. Bippity boppity boo.
Okay.
All right. So, what kind of drinks you guys got though?
We have Coke products. So, Diet Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper.
What's this Sierra Mist deal? Was that like a real, I forget. What was it, like Serena or something like that?
I'm so sorry. Could you say that one more time?
Yeah, that's my fault. What is Sierra Mist? No, I forget. Hello, hello?
1 second.
She don't know. I was hoping to do like the Sierra Mist, but I forget the freaking name of it.
It's a story, homeboy. It's a story.
Yeah, I know what it is. I just...
Hi, so sorry about that hold.
Yep.
Is
this a different person?
Were you wanting to order? Huh?
Oh, no, I thought this was Subway. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
So, I can make... I can get a 12-inch sandwich, right?
This is not... Subway, the only size sandwiches that we offer are going to be our 8-inch or our 16-inch.
And so this is Jimmy John's, yeah?
Yeah, this is Jimmy John's.
Did you hear about the CEO that he shot down a line or something like that? Did you hear about that? Of Jimmy John's?
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. Like, he was hunting down, he went to Africa, he shot down a whole bunch of lions.
Oh.
Well, that is not good. Now you have a fun fact.
That is crazy.
Now you have a fun fact to tell people. Yeah, go Google it. Also, one more thing. No, I have nothing more to worry. I was just hoping this was I'm hot and sweaty. I just went out for a walk. I'm sorry. My hands all over the place today. But no, I'm good. I'm good.
You're all right.
I just want to see what your fun facts. Oh, you can hang up now. I don't care. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Thank you for your information, for your help.
Of course. Have a great night.
Don't tell me what to do. Bye.
Uh-oh.
Fun fact, the CEO actually did shoot a lion, though.
Yeah, I heard he's a real piece of shit.
It is a real piece of shit.
He's a real motherfucker.
Oh, welcome to the show. You're listening live on... Where again? Probably rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. It's the Whoopi WWW every... April 29th, 2026. It is 8:19 and 2 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, Daylight Savings. I'm Whoopi, your Oak Server file jockey, and we have in the studio live Hootis, Carthor, Rosin, and Wildone. Oh, and you're live. I kind of want to call Chuck back, but he might get pissed.
Can I answer Chuck?
Oh, I think I have to talk to Chuck.
Chuck Norris? You know Chuck Norris died?
Yeah.
He's gonna go kick Satan's ass.
Okay, I tried to call this Wendy's back in October and they didn't pick up.
Wendy's Nazi Trippings?
Oh, you can talk to them.
Wendy's on Oberlin?
Oh, yeah, I had an issue with my burger.
Okay, what happened?
The burger, yeah, it smelled really bad. Sounds like someone, it smelled really, really bad.
Okay, which sandwich was it?
It was the Baconator. Terrible sandwich, by the way. They gave me the shit. Can I get a refund?
Yeah, I can give you a refund. Can you come back tonight?
Yeah, I can bring my boy Gino. He can help. He can sort it out. Can you bring my friend Gino? We're gonna frame log you. Can I come up and log you?
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's going on?
I just got on the phone. I switched phones with another manager. Sorry.
The woman is making false accusations. Hey, that song is in the background. It's going hard. Who this? Tell him what the fuck happened.
Hey, hello. Hey.
Yeah, hi.
I just switched phones with them. I just got on the phone. What's going on?
Hi.
I'm hot and sweaty. La 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 la.
Did we mess up your la, la, order la, la. Or what's going on?
Yes.
Hello?
Were you the... Hey, were you the one with the nice feet? What is that song playing?
Is this
so
a prank
loud?
Call?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
love
bye.
You. And your feet.
Oh, she wasn't amused. Oh.
They were probably busy.
Well, they didn't pick up when I caught them back in October. Wait, that no number worked. Maybe these other no numbers will work too. What the hell is this number? Oh, it's Canada. I gotta talk to this. I don't know what it is.
Welcome to Wendy's. Press 1 to proceed.
Oh.
Please hold while I try to connect. Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for Wendy's.
All right, that number is still a no. I'm going to scroll all the way down. Just continue down the list in Boise. Who wants to call a Del Taco? Or talk to a Del Taco? Who this?
I'm thinking.
Del Taco Norverland, how can I help you today?
Hey, can I have a, I don't know if you guys do special orders, or...
Like catering?
Like, I wanted...
Or...
No, I want a taco, but I want it, like, it, you know, a double stack, like, upside down, basically.
I do...
Upside down taco.
Like an upside-down taco, like, in the taco shell, but with everything reversed, or...
Are you able to do that? Make that, like, special? Upside-down, though? I don't know what you call it. It's, like, inside-out. Like, I don't know. Wow, what is that noise? Oh my god.
Someone's asking if we could do an upside down taco. I don't have no clue what it is. I don't. Yeah, I don't think we can.
Aw, man. Because I'm upside down. And so I can't eat it, like, if it's right side up. But if it's upside down, then it's right side for me. Duh. Asshole.
Upside down food.
He was like, I don't know what that is.
I want to try upside down food. Well, I also want to try keep it down again, because telling them to keep it down is fun. Even though I think that'll instantly be hung up on if I did that. I need a touch screen.
Voodoo Brewing on Overland, how can I help you?
Hey, can you guys keep it down there? Can you guys keep it down with all that hustle and bustle? I'm trying to sleep.
Hi, I'm so sorry. What can I help you with?
Can you guys keep it down with all that hustle and bustle down there? I'm trying to take a nap.
I apologize for that. Are you calling the correct location? This is the Voodoo Brewing off of Overland.
Yeah, Voodoo Brewing off of Overland. Yep.
Okay, well, I apologize for that. Have a good rest of your day.
Well, you need to keep it down. See, she is not going to keep it down ever. I don't think. Okay. I already called them. Damn it. I want to do upside down now.
Party you are trying to reach is not available to take your call.
Yeah, right. It rings. It doesn't pick up. Hi, I have a bit of like a special request.
Yeah.
Are you guys able to like whenever I come down? I want to come down to like pick it up.
Yeah, you want to do a to-go order to pick up?
Yeah, but is it possible for you guys to serve it upside down?
serve it upside down?
Yeah.
What do you mean upside down?
Well, like, you know how you usually serve it right side up, right?
Yes. Like the sushi?
Yeah.
The food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like all that. I'm upside down right now, and I, like, if it's not going to work if it's, like not upside down.
You're up.
Yeah.
So you want the box flip?
Yeah, basically the entire, or the bag flip. That way it's, like, easier for me to carry it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would want, like, the bag, the tide, and everything upside down?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that for you.
All right. Are you guys, like, compatible with upside down?
Are we compatible with upside down?
Yeah.
I mean, we've never had a request, but, I mean, it seems fairly simple to just turn the bag upside down, so I feel like we would be able to do it.
Okay. I'm like, upside down right now. I'm not sure how, like, that's going to... Whenever I come down there, I'm not sure, like, if, like where I'd end up, basically.
You're upside down?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Could you... So...
Yeah.
I don't think I'm understanding correctly.
I'm upside down right now, and I just... Like, whenever I come down there, I'm just not sure, like, how it's going to work with me being upside down the way I am. Like, whenever I go to pick it up. I'm not sure if I'd be on my back or on my stomach when I'm upside down.
I wouldn't know either. I'm so sorry.
I'm not sure if I'm going to, like go up whenever I come in there. You know what? Well, for me, it would be down. For me, it would be, like, down, but for you, it would be up.
But, okay, so go up where? Like, to the restaurant?
Like, the ceiling, I think.
The ceiling?
Yeah. But from my perspective, it would be the floor.
Is this, like, a joke, or...
I wish. This sucks. Being upside down sucks.
Right.
I nearly floated off, like, a little bit ago. Well, from your perspective, it would look like I'm floating, but for me, I'm falling.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
So, did you still want to place an order?
I can come down, because I'm real indecisive, and also, like, I don't want to, like, have you making a million foods, and if I float off somewhere, you guys would be, what, like, stuck with all this food that you'd have to throw into the garbage
right.
can or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, if you want to... float down here, I guess. We'll go ahead and make you some food.
And do you have any... I don't want to be gross or weird or anything, but can I, like... Is there anyone down there who has, like, clean hair?
Clean hair?
Yeah.
For what?
Oh, I bleached mine, and they already said... They're saying I can't be, like, bleaching it for the test and everything.
Are you... I don't think you have the right number.
The sushi, Boise. I'm Gino. I'm like kind of like friends of the family down there, in a way.
With who?
The family.
Oh, what are their names?
Do you work there?
I do. I answer the phone, so I do work here.
You should know their names, shouldn't you?
You should also know their names if you're friends with them.
Oh. Well, we're not friends like that. We're like friends, like, differently.
How differently?
You know, I got a lot of friends. I don't know their names.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do they also float?
No.
Oh, okay. So how do you make friends if you're upside down and they're not?
It's really, really hard.
Oh, okay.
I have to try really, really hard.
I bet you do.
Yeah. It just sucks.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, you have a good day.
All right. Can you be my friend?
You know, personally, I don't make friends, but, you know, I think you'll find somebody that will be your friend. But you
everybody needs a friend.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Nice.
Friend. Friend.
Everybody needs one.
Yeah.
That's what I hear anyway.
Sounds pretty cool having friends. Le creme frozen yogurt. What? Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/whoopee. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey tonight. Live in the studio, we have Carther, Cloutmaster, Hootis, Rosin, and Wild One. It's currently April 29th, 2026. It's 8:36. Oh, it's 8:37 on the dot exactly. Postmeridian Eastern Standard Time. Live exclusively on rogueserver.com/whoopee. It's the Whoopee WWW. Oh, frozen yogurt. Who wants to talk to frozen yogurt?
I like frozen yogurt.
Thank you for calling Crem. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Jeff.
Hello.
And I was curious about your establishment and if you throw away much food. Do you throw food away?
Wait, can you say that again? Sorry.
It's all right. My name is Jeff, and I'm calling you today to ask you if you throw much food away. Do you throw away food at your establishment in the garbage? Can you hear me? La
yeah.
La la. Do you throw food in the garbage?
What's her issue? Was he getting
she
la la la?
Had issues. Oh man, I say. Yeah, that's like a strike one, maybe.
Oh, definitely.
Or whatever.
Strike one.
If that's.
Chick-fil-A. You should be nice and audible for the phone people.
Nice. I don't know what magic made that happen.
Thank you for calling Franklin Road. We are located at 8000 West Franklin Road. Our hours of operation are Monday to Saturday between the hours of 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Breakfast is served until 10:30 a.m. For catering, visit us online at www.chick-fil-a.com Franklin Road or press number 1 to speak to a catering specialist. For employment opportunity, please press 2. For donation requests, please press 3.
Donation
for
requests.
All other inquiries or to speak to a manager on duty, please press 4.
Now, are you squeaking in a chair?
Am I squeaking? No.
Interesting.
Pretty quiet here.
Thank you for calling Chick-fil-A Franklin. How may I serve you today?
Hi, this is Jeff.
Do you guys, are you throwing food away?
Can you say that one more time for me?
This is Jeff. Do you throw away do you throw away a lot of food? You throw food away in the garbage?
We threw your food away in the garbage?
No, this is Jeff. I'm asking if your establishment throws away a lot of food.
No, we do not.
But I think you should.
Well, I apologize. That's just the way we do things. We do not.
You're not wasteful? Well, you know, the homeless people are depending on you to throw food in the garbage and stuff, and the animals.
We don't throw any of it away. We have ways to waste it, and then...
You feel me?
We donate the food to, I believe...
You should throw more in the trash. Throw it away. And garbage. That's my take. Hello? Are they still?
Okay, the phone is still.
Are they back?
Are they on the phone still?
Nah.
On the phone? Fuck.
I have to sneeze, hold on.
Don't just sneeze, throw some food away while you're at it. Achoo.
Achoo!
I farted.
Wait, I wanna throw food away. Wait, did we just-
Throw it in the garbage.
Yeah! Chick-fil-A has certain ways. Oh, they didn't pick up. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your Rogueserver file jockey, Wuppy. It's the Wuppy WWW every April 29th, 2026. It's 8:43 and 5 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time, and we are live. Hello? Hello? Oh, your phone sucks. I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi.
Is there a way we can, like, throw it away?
One moment.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm okay.
How can I help you?
I have food I want to throw away.
Well, what do you want?
Like, to get rid of it, basically. Like, do you guys accept it?
No.
That's food, though. You guys, like, work with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Your phone sucked.
It's a great premise, though. I like that, plan.
Oh, I already called them. Like last year ago. And I called them. I don't want to throw food away at like a family restaurant.
Do it.
That just seems... a little bit...
Do that at buffet.
They're not gonna listen to you though.
They're gonna cry. Hopefully they have good phone.
Hello, we are not available now. Please call again. Thank you for your call.
Memory? Why was it beeping like that? That's scary. You can't beep like that. That's too scary. That's way, 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 way too scary.
On Overland.
Hi, are you guys able to, like, throw more food away?
Are we able to what?
Like, throw out more food, like, into the garbage?
Are we able to throw out more food into the garbage?
Yeah.
Like, is it, like, light?
Light? Like, light food? I just want more... Hello?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, take more food, like, from the kitchen and put it into the garbage.
Why?
I'm Gino. And, like, I don't like buy food like that. I get it like freegan, basically.
Okay, wait, hold on one second. Let me ask somebody who can help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah, lady, hey, what's happening right now?
Oh, she's gonna get...
Well, I didn't underestimate them taking him seriously about that.
Very calm about it. Right, we're all muted to the phone. Hopefully I remember about that.
What if they say they're going to do it?
This is Christina. How may I help you?
Christine, hi. This is Gino. I'm calling Eddie's.
Yes.
Are you guys able to, like, throw more food into the garbage can for me?
Gino?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, sweetheart?
Like, throw out more food from the kitchen into the garbage can?
Do they normally do that?
Well, I've been kind of, like, looking through, and, like, there's not been as much food as there usually is.
And are you, like, with a company, or?
I'm a traveling grifter, basically.
A what?
I'm, like, a grifter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you normally come into the restaurant?
I, like, go, like, where all the garbage is, and I go there.
And so what's the purpose of you getting the food?
To eat it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are you outside right now?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you right now. I don't know. That just means that we've had less food waste.
Yeah. Well, usually it's like old moldy, rotten chicken. I kind of got like a strong... I'm like a vulture. I could pretty much eat anything.
And are you nearby, sweetheart?
I can be there in a couple, you know, in a couple hours. I got to walk there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, I guess I'm not understanding right now, and I'm a little busy, so.
I'm trying to,
you want to...
You had a fight over a thigh bone with a raccoon and, you know, I got scruffed up a good bit. I think if there's just more for everybody, we could share it all around.
Yeah. Yeah, that just means we've had less waste, sweetheart, so...
Yeah.
But I don't know what to say.
Well, have you ever had to fight with a raccoon?
No.
They got thumbs, and they got sharp claws.
Yeah.
He wants to ask you something.
Hey,
uh-huh.
I'm sorry, are you busy? You guys are really busy? Y'all are really busy right now?
Oh, shit, I didn't... Ah. Hello?
What is going on?
Oh, I had a... I pressed the wrong button at... and ruined it.
You sausage fingered it?
Yeah, well, I hit the, I hit the mute mumble to the phone button. Because everyone was talking earlier. Who wants to go?
I have a premise idea that most likely will suck. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cracker Barrel. For Speed.
Thank you for calling Cracker Barrel Old Country Store on South Cole Road in Boise, Idaho. Download our app for a seamless to-go experience, check the wait, and join our online wait list. To place an order or let us know you have arrived for your curbside order, please press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak with the first available associate, press 3.
3.
A loud one, you playing video games.
Oh shit, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Boise Cracker Barrel, this is Kimberly.
I got a problem with my order.
Okay, hold on just a minute, please.
Okay. And bathing in the country store. We're all white.
This is Nita.
Okay, Nita. I had a problem with my order.
I'm so sorry. What was that?
I had a problem with my order.
Oh, no. What happened?
Okay, so a couple days ago, I ordered curbside.
Okay.
And I've been waiting at home for 2 days and the food hasn't come.
I'm so sorry, you cut out. Would you mind repeating that? You ordered a curbside, and what happened?
Okay, I ordered a curbside, and a couple days ago, and today the food, I've been waiting 2 days for the food, and it hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, it hasn't arrived yet, okay. And was it a third-party delivery?
No, I did the curbside myself. I said I won't do curbside, and then I waited at home, and I waited and waited, and nobody came. I checked the door for for the food about 12 times.
So the curbside delivery is actually an in-store pickup. You just wait outside in front of the store and we bring the food out to you. It doesn't get delivered.
No, I came out in front by my curb and I was waiting right there. My cat is really hungry.
Okay, so you said, what's the name on the order?
Curd. Gerson.
And what's the last name?
Gerson.
Okay, let me put you on the quick hold. Let me go see what's with the order. I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Sir, are you still here with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I looked through my orders and I don't have any order with that name. Are you sure it's our location or maybe there is a different name associated with the order?
Okay, Kurt Gerson that ordered it, I waited by the curb.
By the, so are you there right now?
I'm outside by my curb, yeah, right now. I'm waiting by the curb.
Okay, and is there any signs that says curbside?
Jesus is telling me I'm hungry. That's about the only sign I got. Praise the Lord.
And so are you outside of our restaurant at the moment? Because I can come out and see what you had ordered and we can get that for you.
Back off, kid. Back off. I'll clap my hand 3 times.
I'm sorry. So are you at the moment, you are in front of our restaurant. So what car are you in?
No, I'm in front of my house on the curb.
So, it's not, the curbside doesn't get brought out to your house. It needs to be picked up from the restaurant.
But I don't have a car.
So it would need to be a delivery because we don't have a car and we don't have a delivery. It would have to be a third party. Hello?
Yeah, just a sec. My wife she's telling me something. Back off, kitty!
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi, so in order to get a curbside, it's going to have to be delivered. Our curbside is not being brought to your curb by your house.
So you saying I need to bring my curb to your store?
So the curbside delivery, what it is, you get to come to the restaurant and we have a curbside parking. And that's when we bring the food out to you. If you would like to get it delivered to your house, you have to.
Okay, but I don't have a car.
Okay, so if you pay the delivery, it will to you. And I don't have a curbside in order with your name. So are you sure it came to our location and not Memphis?
It's probably there because I went there. It's the one in Boise.
I'm so sorry. Will you mind saying that again?
It's at the one there. Is. Yeah. Sorry, I can't hear anything. My cat's really hungry.
too much.
Yeah. Sorry.
Now that no, you're fine. That was too much. That's too much for her. I guess was that too much for her?
I don't know if she could even hear it. She was impervious to any sound.
She could definitely hear all that racket. Good job. All right. More calls. I think... All right, we're 2 hours in. I think we're going to do like another half hour. Or whatever. Who wants to... Am I going? I think so. Where's my...
Hi, I'm Lenise Breschel. How can I help you?
I found a really fat cat outside, and I'm not sure if he belongs to you or not.
Can you repeat that again, please?
I found a really, really, really fat cat outside, and I'm not sure if he's yours.
I'm not very busy.
You're just busy working.
Not you're busy. You're working.
There's a fat cat outside, and he's rubbing on me. I'm trying to come in. I'm trying to come in the store and eat.
Yeah.
He smells fish. Pretty sure that's why he's hanging around here.
Sorry.
You
can find us.
Yeah, I know where you are at and everything. You're at, right?
We close the Crack Barrel.
The Crack Barrel?
Yeah, we're next to the Crack Barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a fat cat outside, though, and he's meowing at me.
Whoa.
Like, is he... What should I do with him? Like, he's kind of intimidating, honestly.
Sorry. I still don't need my English.
Oh, no. No. Do you know Cat?
Cat?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I asked someone to help me.
Like, Nico? What language do you originally speak?
Mandarin.
Mandarin? Oh, I only know one bad Cantonese phrase, and I won't say that. You seem like a nice lady.
Yeah. Can you please wait a minute? I ask someone to help me to answer your question.
Like more? Yeah. Like cat?
I don't know what you want.
Mao.
You wanted me to help you to find the way to our restaurant?
Oh, no. There's a fat kitty cat outside. Do you know fat?
Aniyama. Aniyama. Wo shu make wo ren.
Mao.
Wo shu make wo ren.
很大的 Mao.
You mean there is a cat outside our restaurant?
Wo ai ni. Wo ai ni.
Thank you.
What I need. What should make wo ren?
You want to order the food?
Do I?
What kind of food do you want?
What should make wo ren?
Yeah, I understand. You are American.
Yeah. 我爱你。
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Wait a minute. Yeah. So, what do you want me to help you? Yeah, I understand. But anyway, I can help you?
我是美国人。
Yeah. I understand. You are American.
他有很胖胖的猫在房间.
Yeah. You have a cat in your room. Oh.
你知道猫吗？
Why do so many people here know Mandarin? I think she's gone. The phone's still connected.
好可怕。
Hello, ma'am? There goes the phone.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Thank you. Why does everyone here know Mandarin?
I know Japanese. That's about it.
I don't know any languages. Euroshack. Oh, just English.
Over there in Euroshack, you're speaking to Alex.
Alex?
Yes.
So you're the big shot down there, huh?
No, sir.
I thought you were the big hero down there, but it turns out, you know, you're not all that's cracked up to be.
Oh.
Well, I don't mean to put you down, but, like, if you're not the big guy down there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I respect the heck out of you. I don't think any differently of you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was there any problem with your order, or are you just calling to say something?
Well, are you guys able to, like, throw more food out?
What was that?
Like, throw more food in the garbage cans and stuff. Like, your food's good, but I kind of want to, like, more into the garbage.
I don't get what you're trying to say, sir, but, you're just trying to say if it's not good, you can...
No, it's good. It's good. If I said it wasn't good, I'd tell you.
Comment on the
I wouldn't be messing around with all this doublespeak. I'd just say the food's not good if it wasn't good, but it's real good. The problem is I've been having a battle with rats and raccoons and the fat cats to get a bite. I'm a practitioner of freeganism.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If there needs to be enough food for everyone to have some back here.
Was there not enough food?
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't had, raccoons have thumbs. I'm not sure if you knew that.
No, I had no clue, sir.
Yeah, that raccoon is choking the hell out of me. And the fat cat was clawing me and stepping all over me using his immense weight. I barely broke free.
Oh, great heavens.
Yeah. And there was an opossum, too, and he saw the whole thing and he keeled over. I'm not sure if he made it out of there.
Was there no bobcat over there either?
I don't know.
No bobcat?
A fat alley cat.
No choking the chicken?
Chicken?
Yeah, I heard there was a chicken, I think.
I haven't heard about it.
All right, sir, we're going to take this seriously. Just leave
Alex?
A comment if you want to say something, but you have a great rest of your day.
Alex.
Yes.
Is there any way I can, like, suggest you get, like, a raise?
Just put it on yourshack.com. Recommend me for getting a raise.
Alex gets a raise. I want to do that. I want Alex. I want you to make, like, can I give you money?
Oh, no, unfortunately not. You just leave it in the tip.
Okay.
Tip jar. You just come over here.
I gotta do a secret handshake for Alex.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Do you have a code phrase?
I don't know. Sir. I'm busy.
And you can have a counter phrase.
Call me later.
Thank you.
Busy guy.
I love you, Alex. Bye. All
right, you have a good day. Oh, yeah, good day.
Bye.
He really was a big shot, though.
Big hero down there.
Yeah, big hero, yeah.
Let's go down alphabetically. Cloutmaster, do you want to talk to Smashburger?
I mean, I just, you know, I, you know, no. Thank you, though. I appreciate that.
Okay. What about Hootis? Oh, yeah, you can call, I can call Burger
King. Yeah.
Okay. I think these are going to be the last calls of the night, or else my phone will get angry at me.
Smashburger Franklin, how may I help you?
Hey, I forgot what I was gonna say. Shoot. Oh, yeah. I remember now. Tell me a number, a two-digit number, please.
No. Steer egg one.
That's right.
Cafe Zupas, health food restaurant.
And Tim
that place
shows
is
up.
Terrible. That place is terrible.
Oh, you've been
Hi.
To Cafe Zupas. Hello, Tiff.
Hi. Thank you for calling Cafe Zupas. Press 1 to place an order. Press 2 for questions about an existing order, press 3 for hours and location information, or press 4 for all other questions or to speak to the restaurant.
This call is being recorded.
Hi, this is Maya with Cafe Zupas Boise Mall. How can I help you?
Hi, could you give me a two-digit number, please? Off the top of your head? Just make one up. Two-digit number?
Is like this a Cafe Zupas related call?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Come on.
Have a good day.
Come on! Strike two!
Why didn't she like that? That's so fun!
She's so messed up.
What?
She's probably got something wedged.
Hi, Tiffy.
Hey, buddy.
She probably experienced a friend turning fake.
I burnt my baked potatoes and they're disgusting. Oh. I'm really sad about it.
I'm about to go eat a quesadilla. The win.
For calling Longhorn Steakhouse, you obviously have good taste. To let us know you're
they
here for curbside to go,
potato.
Press 3. To place and pay for a
wow,
curbside
a
to go order, please visit LonghornSteakhouse.com or press 1 now. For general questions, hours of operation, and other
fake.
Inquiries, press 2.
Oh, two general questions. Is this going to be recording? Is this SpongeBob?
Phone music.
Yeah, I'm a musician.
That's beautiful.
Hmm. What the? Why the fuck am I waiting so goddamn long on these motherfuckers?
He went to Juilliard to learn how to do that.
Probably. Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For your sick music skills.
Oh, taco time! Taco time!
Taco time!
Taco time! This music's really sad.
Everybody likes tacos.
Yeah.
It's a little two girls, one cup-ish.
What does that even mean?
Taco time. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello? Taco time. This is... How can I help you?
Oh, I could hardly hear you. Maybe your chin is on the mic or something, but this is Dixie. I was in there earlier. I'm out back now, having trouble with the van. Do you guys have any Snap-on tools or anything I could use?
No, we do not.
You don't have any tools in the back room? You didn't even look. Why are you being a jerk? I'm broke down. Asshole.
Well, I just know the rest.
I need Snap-on. Snap-on tools.
Yeah, we definitely don't have any Snap-on tools. They're like a random screwdriver and stuff like that. But.
Oh. That's cool. Well, I got a bunch of food in the van if you want it.
I'm okay, I think so.
Like a lot of food. Like, you could use it and make tacos or whatever. You can make your tacos with the food.
Yeah, we can't do that, I'm sorry.
Man, alright, well, I'm hot and sweaty. Do you want to take a, like, smoke break or anything? You smoke?
No, I can't do that.
Bro? What's up? Are you cool?
Yeah, we don't do smoke breaks.
Oh, you don't get them? Damn. Yo, bro. That's what's up. You don't want none of this food?
Okay, thank you, though.
You know how many Snap-on tools? Hey, did you see the alien earlier? Did you see the UFO come down land out here? Like earlier today?
Uh-oh. No.
It was crazy, and like all the like fire like froze like solid. It was crazy. And then there was all these guys, and I zapped them with my eyeball vision. They didn't know what was up. I'm hot and sweaty.
Anything I can help you with?
Yeah, you got a charger I can borrow?
I do.
You got a charger?
I don't have a charger.
I need a charger. You got, you got this white Honda out here? Is that your ride?
No.
Bro?
No. It is not.
Damn, what are you doing? What are you doing, like, what are you doing? Did you see that? You see that flashing light? Like, walking around? Damn.
No.
Yo, what's your name? No.
Tristan.
Tristan? Yo, my name's Dixie. Hey, Tristan, give me 2-digit number. Real quick. Off the top of your head. Real quick.
12.
Two numbers. 12?
Aww.
All right. Yeah, that's all right.
1, 2.
Do you know some...
All right,
that's pretty good. All right. Are you busy?
He liked you a lot, Hootis. He was very intrigued.
What a strange man.
He was into whatever was happening there.
I wonder how much of that he heard. I had to boost his phone up real good. Okay.
We're going in alphabetical order.
Yes, we're going straight down. Carthor, do you want to make a phone call to whatever? Okay. Rosin. Oh, don't send me to jail.
No.
I'm, no?
Can you hear me?
I'm barely.
Right now, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Me too. How about you take it?
Don't tell me where and when to take it.
Tiff.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready.
Oh. I guess I'll... Or wild one.
I'll do it.
Okay. Amina's African Sambusas. No idea what the hell this is.
I thought they're like little hot pocket style things, a Sambusa.
I leave a message because the person you called has a voicemail box that hasn't been set up yet. Goodbye.
All that to do for nothing. This is the part of the show where it gets really, really quiet and very, very serious. I'm Wuppy. I'm your Rogue Serifile jockey. This is Wuppy's WWW, live exclusively on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. It is April 29th, 2026, and it is 9:23 and 15 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Welcome to the show. I press on the keyboards a bunch. Okay, Red Robin, Gourmet Burgers and Brews.
Hell yeah.
This is calling Red Robin West Park, home of the Big Yum Burger Deal and Donato's famous thin crust pizza. How can we assist you today?
Let's go, come on. Burgers. Burgers and fries.
I'll connect you to a team member now so you can place your order. Hello, thanks for calling Red Robin West Park. This call may be recorded. First tell me, are you calling to place a new order today?
No.
Sure.
Okay, if you're here to pick up an order or have a problem with an existing order, then press 4 now. Otherwise, please ask me your quest. Okay. Please hold for a moment while I transfer your call to the restaurant.
I love this scream, how it works.
Hello, welcome to West Park Red Robin. This is Julian. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, I was just
I'm here.
I've been eating like the fries. Well, not at the restaurant, you know. Well, when I can outside, like in the dumpster and that type of stuff. I was just wondering what, like, it doesn't really taste that good anymore. Did you guys change up the like the oil or the seasoning on it, or?
Because
when I go to the dumpster, you know, I know you guys, like, you know, I know you guys have a limited fries, and then you guys dump the dumpsters and the hamburgers, you know, hamburger patties, but I don't know.
I'm not so sure if we change anything. You know, we're always changing up our, like, our menu and our items, but, you know, I've assumed that it's pretty much been the same. You know, we do put our, like, or, you know, our Red Robin seasoning salt. You know, and then
yeah,
some, like, I would say when you go,
to,
like, the dump,
I go there every, like, I try to go, like every 12 at lunch, 3 p.m., and then 6 at 9, you know? I try to switch it up when I can, obviously, because I don't want to get caught. But, you know, this just seems a little bit weird, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, some of the fries that get thrown out are probably ones without salt, or they're ones, because some people, when they're in the restaurant here, they ask that they're either gluten-free, you know, because we have gluten-free fries as well. They ask for no.
Oh, that's what it is? Maybe you guys can label, like the bags, you know, or where they came in from. One of them being, like, one of them gluten-free and one of them isn't. If that's not
too afraid,
for you guys.
I'm afraid we don't do that, you know, we're throwing them into the garbage, sir.
I don't know, dude. I don't eat them that much, you know, when I can. But I give them away to homeless people. They don't care, obviously, but because they're homeless. But I just feel like, I don't know. Maybe it's a gluten thing. You're probably right. But the hamburgers,
you know,
are good, though.
Just to let you know, fries are much better tasted when they're also warm. So that could be another factor.
I warm them up in the air fryer. Don't have to worry about that.
Okay. But yeah, that's the best answer I can give you, sir.
Yeah. Okay. No worries. I just want to pick your brain, as it were. All right, then. Sounds good. Like I said, the hamburger is pretty good, but the fries, I don't know, something up with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
though.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry about that. Is there any other questions you have?
Maybe you guys can compensate me or give me like a free gift card.
I don't know, man. I think that'll be a no.
All right, that was worth the try. No, that was it then. That was cool. Tiff,
you have a good rest of your day, sir.
Right? Oh, Tiff might have something to say real quick. Whoopi? No, I guess not. All right then.
Okay. Bye bye.
Who this? No one. All right then. Bye. Love you.
Screaming at him.
He did not care.
Normal.
That was normal conversation. Yeah.
Speem, did I skip over you whenever I was offering calls?
Yeah, it's okay.
Why did I do that?
Am I just way too loud? I'm sorry.
No, you sound good.
No.
You sound really good.
You sound terrible, dude.
I keep bringing my face up to the mic.
You sound good. I also have...
When I was talking to that Chinese lady, I had the rogue server stream in my ear. So I thought that I was talking in real time, but I was speaking to you guys from 7 seconds ago.
Oh, I also have the Rogue server. I have the mumble boosted on the stream a little bit. I just unboosted it.
Yeah, I heard my voice. It was...
It was startling. Do you want to talk to Cheesecake Factory or Thai Cuisine?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. Thai Cuisine. I did not mean to skip over you like that.
It's okay. I think you skipped over Rosin, too.
Well, I offered Rosin,
no.
And Rosin said no. Then my eyes went to Tiff.
Rosin's eating.
Yeah.
Yum, 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 yum,
yum.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Yes?
Hi there. See, trying this food, it's a little bit cold.
Are you ordered to go, right?
Yeah.
From
Nami?
Are you ordered from Uber Eats or DoorDash or...
Door? Uber?
From Uber Eats. Can I have your name again?
Okay. My name is Aroy Aroy.
I can hear you not well. Can you say your name again?
Yeah, my name is Kapkun Kap.
Kapkun Kap.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we don't have that name.
Okay, and I ordered the food and it's a little bit cold.
What kind of food that you order?
It's noodles, and I'm sitting.
A noodle? What kind of noodle? Do you remember the name?
I think it's Pekimang.
Uh-huh, and from Uber Eats, we don't have any customer name, Khopkun Khap.
Okay. Oh, no, my name is Khopkun Kha. With the cat, I have a cat too.
Hello?
Hi, Deborah. She's been talking to me for a while.
Okay. And are you ordered to go?
Yeah, I had ordered to go, and it's for here, and I had three other people with me.
Ordered? So you mean like you want to order to go and three people?
To go with
order
three
in
people
the same...
and... Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They're talking shit about what a weird, confusing man you are.
You can hang up or do something else.
I like the voyeurism aspect. Are they still talking about you?
I think so. I kept saying Kapkun. Kapkun.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right.
ขอบคุณครับขอบคุณครับ
Pick up for Brendan.
Brendan?
Oh shit. Brendan.
I hope Brendan's okay.
Yeah. I want to hear a little bit more, but I'll hang up soon. 5, 4, 3, 2. I don't know why that's so intriguing to me, just to hear the hustle and bustle of the kitchen. The Capcoon.
It's Thai ASMR.
Yeah. Capcoon Cap.
Capcoon Cap.
That's how you say it American style. Tiff, are you prepared?
I could do one now, I think. Sure, thank you.
Okay, jalapenos. Bar and grill.
Jalapenos.
Yeah. Oh, these are going to be the last calls of the night.
I'm surprised you're still on.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to do like a... We did a bunch of calls last night.
It was fun. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay. I've had a hell of a night and a hell of a day. I think I got abducted by aliens last night and I just woke up in a ditch. And my feet are glowing
and I'm super hungry.
Yeah. Like,
okay, well,
my whole family was like asleep and nobody else like woke up. And I woke up like 10 miles from my house. And like, I have a note in my pocket that says, get jalapeno poppers.
I'm sorry, but I don't have jalapeno poppers.
No. No, yes,
no,
you do.
Sorry.
Please don't lie
don't.
To me.
I'm
Why
not
don't
lying.
You?
We don't
Why
sell
don't,
jalapeno
can you make
poppers.
Me some? Yeah, but I got abducted
no,
by
I
aliens,
have.
So I'm going through it.
I know, I'm sorry for that, but I don't have the ingredients for
it. I don't think they even probed me, like, am I not good enough?
No, it's not even that.
Like,
it's not that at all.
Like, sometimes they say, like, aliens they'll probe you and they'll do weird things, and, like, they didn't do anything like that to me. Like, all of my clothes are still on.
Well, that's good. That's a good sign.
I guess so. I feel like... What's wrong with me? Why wouldn't you want to probe me? Like, so I'm feeling inadequate. Have you ever seen an alien before?
Can I help you with something else? No, I have not.
Can you pick a number, a random 2-digit number, and I'll tell you if you're right or not? Because it also says that on the note.
23?
Oh. My God. So you do have the jalapenos. You do have the poppers. That's the right number. It says that. And it said to call you guys.
I don't have jalapeno poppers. I'm sorry. The Nampa one does. The Nampa one sells jalapeno poppers.
I'm turning into an alien.
If you want to call the Nampa one.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. You have a good night.
Thank you, Whippy. That's exactly what I wanted.
What an odd woman. Why is the place called Jalapenos not have jalapeno poppers?
It is strange.
Oh, they're closed. There's a place called Full Circle. Thought that might have been a fun call. Rosin's still eating out, I think.
He's
just sitting around.
He's eating out of a trash can.
I wish I could eat out of a trash can. Oh, I'm leaning back in the chair. Angling away, 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 away. It's like you're really taking a virtual tour of the Rogue Server File Jockey studio with your file jockey Whoppy.
Yeah, somebody said my call.
Does anyone else want to make a call?
I'll take.
Do you think you can do it?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay, ramen bar. Ramen and sushi bar.
Ramen bar.
Yeah.
I thought you were calling him Ramen.
Yeah, my name is Ramen. How can I help you?
Bar, how can I help you?
Hi, I was there earlier.
Hello.
I am.
What the fuck, pick up?
So, yeah, I just left the area. Yeah, I just left, and I best believe there's something going on in the bathroom.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I think she is lying.
No, okay.
Let's get you a different place. Oh, Panera Bread doesn't have real phones. This one does have a phone number.
Panera Bread kills people.
Oh yeah, they do.
What?
Oh, they have
The supercharged lemonade.
Oh, like the sugary,
has 200 milligrams of caffeine, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for calling Panera Bread, Boise, West Franklin Road. We are located at 8401 West Franklin Road in Boise, Idaho. We are open today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. For cafe hours, press 1. For a list of today's soups, press 2. For help with a new or existing catering order, press 3. If you have a question or issue with a delivery order, press 4. To speak with an associate or manager, press 5. To hear this message again. Hi again. Please wait while we connect you with an associate or manager. Please note that if you are calling between the hours of 11:30 to 1 p.m. or 6 to 7 p.m., you have reached us during a really busy time of day, so it may take longer than usual to answer your call.
Okay, robot lady.
If this is an urgent
answer
issue or you have a catering need, hold on and we'll be with you soon.
Oh my god,
if you
lady.
Can,
I have a feeling
please
this
call
isn't
back
terrible.
Between meal times.
Come on,
thanks.
Lady.
Shut the fuck up. He's trying to warn us.
Fucking lady.
Warn up, brother. Warn up, brother.
Isn't there? Well, how can
how
I help
you? How you doing today, ma'am? Hi.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just going to warn your brother. There's something going on in the bathroom I got to warn your brother about.
I'm so sorry. You're cutting it, but I didn't hear that.
There's something going on in the bathroom. I'm just telling you right now something's going on in the bathroom.
In the back?
Bathroom. You know the bathroom?
And the where? I'm so sorry, you're cutting out so badly. I can't understand
underwear.
You.
You said underwear. You said underwear. Disgusting. Hey, Tiff, can you take this over?
Yeah,
she said
hello.
No.
She yeah,
said
I thought
no.
She was going to say no. Oh, it was cute. Disgusting.
Tiff, what's that ding-dong sound?
Oh, it's a steel drum. It's a steel drum for like when it rains. Yeah, it sounds pretty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, a steel drum? Does it go bang?
Yeah, like when the raindrop gets hit it in different spots, like it's kind of just dripping off of my deck right now.
I think I'm gonna talk to whoever's calling. Hello?
Oh, he hung up on me.
What? She said we hung up on
him. What?
Thank you for calling Panera Bread Boise, West Franklin Road.
Oh, it's Panera Bread calling back. Well, that was an ordeal to go through their phone tree. So. Rosin, are you satisfied with that?
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do... I think this will be the last call.
I'm all done, too. Thank you for giving me one.
Thank you. Thank
Are you putting all this on the Whoopi website?
Potentially. Thank you all for showing up. I really appreciate it. And thank you to everybody listening on the website. I really do appreciate it. What the hell am I... What were we doing now that I'm making calls?
Rosin was coughing.
Thank you for calling Cafe Rio. Did you know you can place your order online? For fastest service, go to caferio.com and select order now. Did you know you can place your order online? For fastest service, go to caferio.com and select order now. To place a new to-go order for individual meals, press 2. To update or cancel an existing order, press 3. To speak with someone about a recent restaurant experience,
do like Rosin and just start coughing.
Press 4. Please note that your call may be recorded for training and customer service.
Perfect.
So wow.
Why am I waiting so long? Is it the cheerful mariachi music? Now they're singing. What the hell? What am I doing? Here because of their music. They're yelling now. Jesus Christ. I didn't hear their entire phone tree. No, I'm gonna call back. I'm gonna do a different option on their phone tree. I'm gonna yell at them a little bit.
Hop off.
Calling Cafe Rio. Yeah. Did you know you can place your order online? For fastest service, go to caferio.com and select.
They did have other options on their stupid phone.
To place a new to-go order for individual meals, press 2. To update.
Please note that your call may be recorded for training and customer service.
Due to higher than normal call volumes, you may experience a greater hold time than usual. Your call is very important to us, and we appreciate your patience. If you would like a call back when the next representative is available, press pound at any time. Your position will stay the same in the queue. Otherwise, please continue to hold for the next available representative.
Representative.
Due to higher than normal call volumes, you may experience a greater hold time than usual. Your call is very important to us, and we appreciate your patience. If you would like a call back when the next representative is...
I'm not calling the Taco Call Center. I'm at the threshold where my phone's probably going to start yelling at me if I call more people. I need them to pick up. Oh, I'm clicking.
Thank you for calling the Taco Call Center. This is Herbert. How can I help you?
It's real efficient to have someone in India or like in a prison here to make taco orders for you. They're never going to pick up. Oh, they didn't pick up. Oh, it's too quiet. It's too quiet. Why is it so quiet? There we go.
Thanks for calling Hitlist. How can I help you?
Hi, I had a bit of an issue.
Hello?
Hello?
What kind of issue?
Hello? I was trying to gather my thoughts. I'm sorry. Because the phone rang so many times already, and I'm just kind of lost. So I'm sorry if I'm very professional.
What a fucking bitch.
Google says relaxed haunt. Okay, I don't have a good idea. I'm just going to call these people a bunch of hooligans. It's not very creative. Unless they have loud hold music.
Telephone number 208.
Uh-oh. Well, there's an Arby's. And I do have greater than usual Arby's knowledge now.
The meats.
They have wet meats and crinkle fries. Oh, they have wet meats.
And crinkle fries.
Yeah, they have crinkle fries. Yes. Arby's, we have crinkle fries.
Arby's, I'm lucky. How can I help you?
Hi, Arby's. How are you doing today?
Good. What can I do for you?
I had a bit of a... I'm not sure if you guys would be able to help me out. Like, You know how you have a grandfather and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Mine, he recently passed, and he loved you guys so much. Is there any way we can have him have like an Arby's flag to wrap the casket in?
Sorry, no.
Well, don't you guys have an Arby's flag back there? No.
You should have asked to have a funeral there. If I liked that too.
I was on a
where
website.
I thought you were gonna go with it.
Yeah. They do have Arby's flags. I have to call an Arby's. I have to talk to an Arby's and see if they can.
Yeah, you have to do it again.
Yeah. I don't think I can get them to chant we have the meats like that. Well, they have customer. Oh, I need to see their
Arby's on Nickel.
Hi, I'm calling on for like the behalf of the deceased.
Oh, that's kind of fucked up.
It's a pretty hot way to start a call.
I think it's messed up that he hung up. Very disrespectful.
He's probably a murderer. You're a manslaughter.
Yeah.
You're allowed to, quick. Just no money crimes.
He's like, the only thing we got is the meats. That's about it.
And they have the good old fashioned crinkle fries.
Crinkle fries?
Yeah. Crinkle fries. Come on, Arby's, please pick up. Randy, are we able to borrow your flag?
My what?
The Arby's flag.
Do I have an Arby's flag?
Yeah. Like, I did the virtual tour and I saw you had an Arby's flag.
Who is this?
My name's Jacoby.
And you're from?
He's a big Arby's fan. He loved you guys down there so much.
Uh-huh.
He ate there pretty much every day. We just wanted to, like if you had, like, a spare or something that we could borrow, we could put over the casket.
I would have to ask my superiors that question.
Okay.
Is there a number I can call you back?
I can call you back later. This is his phone, and we're about to put it in the phone selling machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I'll make a call. Okay.
All right, thank you. I will call back later. Okay, that's probably about as good as I can get it. Ugh. Alright, does anyone have the burning urge to make any last calls? Well, thank you everybody for listening and participating and joining in. Oh.
No, I don't.
You don't? Oh, I'd do more, but I think my phone's gonna yell at me and I'm getting sore in the throat. I'm going to remember this, though.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Depending on where you live. Late.
Well, Eastern, it's 9:59 and 18 seconds, which is 20 seconds shy to 10. Oh, my God. Not 20 seconds. Okay, now it is 30 seconds to 10. I doubt I can do it. Yeah, I can't do a 30-second phone call. Be impossible. Very, very, very impossible to do that. It would be impossible to dial another number. It'd be impossible to call this late into the night.
Arby's in Kuna. How can I help?
Hi, can we borrow your Arby's flag?
Borrow the what?
The flag.
The flag?
Yeah, the Arby's flag.
Sorry, I cannot hear you. You're cutting out.
Oh, you're cutting out pretty bad, too. I'm sorry. Like the Arby's flag you have?
She asked for the bell, too. Don't they have a bell there?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't remember. It's been so long.
Okay, I think that's it.
Arby's is really loud. Their oven is super loud.
It goes... Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Thank you all for listening and participating, et cetera, et cetera.
Thank you, Whoopi. You're awesome.
Yeah, you're awesome, Whoopi.
I don't have an outro song planned. Shoot. We could just have silence.
We can have Carthor make something up in Swedish. Or say some word in Swedish.
Ugh.